Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Gimel, and we are at the last word on the bottom of daf Samach Beis Amid Beis Gufa. Amr Avami Zibech v'Kiter v'Niseich behelam Echad Einoi Chayev Elachas. So the Mishnah said, Ha'Oved Avodas Kechavim is Chayev Skiva. And what's the definition of Ha'Oved Avodas Kechavim? Echad Ha'Oved. Ve'echad ha-mizabeach, ve'echad ha-mekater, ve'echad ha-menaseich, ve'echad ha-mishtachave, ve'echad ha-mekabloi, olav leiloi, ka, ve'ho'imer loi, eliyotah. So those are the examples of someone who's oved avodah zarah, for which he's going to be chayev skilo. And the Mishnah gives a whole list of examples where someone's oved avodah zarah, he's not chayev skilo, he's only oved the loi saseh. So Rav Ami said, if somebody serves an avodah zarah, b'shoigeg, in many of the ways mentioned in the Mishnah. So he was a veach, he did aktara, he was menasech something to the Avodah Zarah, and he did it all behelam echad, meaning it was one mistake that caused him to do all three. In a chayev ala achas, he's only going to be chayev one chatas. There was a havamina that maybe he should be chayev a separate chatas for each one of the avodas that he did. That's Rav Ami's chiddush. Amar Abayo, my time of the Rav Ami. What's the makor to Rav Ami? Amar Kol. The pasuk says loisa avdeim. Now Rashi says, where does it say loisa avdeim? For loisa avdeim yisei riksivi. It says it many times in the Torah, as we mentioned in the Hakdama. There's many times in the Torah. It's countless times that the Torah talks about the lav of avodas zara. So one of the times that it says loisa avdeim is the azara. It's the lav for the isra avodas zara. Which means then that it's one loisaseh that includes in it zibeich, v'kiteh, v'niseich, being that it's one loisaseh, it's considered a shem echad, one lav, as it relates to the chi of chata. Says the Gemara, kosev ason kulan avodachas, miyam rabbi yehochi, but could rabbi have said that? So it was Rav Ami who said zibeich, v'kiteh, v'niseich, behelim echad, ein echai v'alachas, and Abaye explained. He said, my time with Rav Ami, he said, pshat Rav Ami. It sounds at first glance like Abaye agrees with Rav Ami, but the kash is, v'am rabbi why does it have to say three times in the Torah that one is not allowed to bow down to an Avodah Zarah? So Shtachavah is one of the Avodahs that were mentioned in the Mishnah, one is not allowed to do for Avodah Zarah. And Abaye said that if you go through the Pesukim, it says Shtachavah three times. Now Rashi mentions what the three times Abaye is referring to. Rashi Grada asks Akasha. He says that if you look, there's a fourth time. Rashi says the fourth time is in the Dibur Shniyos. And the Dibur Shniyos don't count. Because the second time that Aseres HaDibros is mentioned in Parashas Vaschan, and it's really Chazaras Hashir of what Yidden had already heard in Parashas Yisrois, you can't learn anything from the Dibur Shniyos. I saw the Margol HaSayam, he has a whole Arichas. Number one, there are lochas we learn from the Dibur Shniyos. It says, Zohar Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy by the Dibur Shniyos. It says, Shomer Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy by the Dibur Shniyos. And the truth is that it's not just the Aseres HaDibros in Sefer Dvarim that's Mishnah Torah, that's a chazara of what was said already earlier, but the entire Mishnah Torah was that way. So you're going to tell me that you can't learn out any halachas from a pasuk in Parashas Dvarim? Needless to say, he has many mar mekaymas where you could. So at first glance, it's a little bit of a shver Rashi, but either way, Abaye said there are three ishtachavoyes that you could learn something from. What do we learn from there? Achas l'kedarka. One is to tell me that if the derech is to serve this avodah zarah through ishtachavoy, and you do that, you're going to be chayiv. The achas l'shuloy kedarka. Even if the derech is not to serve this Avodah Zarah with the Shtach Havah, you're going to be Chayev. V'achas l'chalik. And the third one's coming to tell me that if a person is Mishtach Havah to an Avodah Zarah, and he does Zvicha, and he does Kitor, he does Nisech, and he does them all behelam Echad, you're not Chayev Achas, but rather l'chalik. You're going to be Chayev Achatas for each Avodah that you did for the Avodah Zarah. So what do you see? Abaye doesn't agree with Rav Ami. So how could Abaye be the one that said, my time to Rav Ami, if you see Abaye himself said something that blatantly contradicted what Rav Ami said? Zok de Gemara, Abaye didn't really agree with what Rav Ami said. However, Ledvar of the Rav Ami come of Lele Sfirli. He was still explaining Pshat Rav Ami. Just because he doesn't agree with Rav Ami doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to comment on something that Rav Ami said. Zok de Gemara, Guf Omer, Abaye, Sholish Shtachavos, Vavayitz Gechavonov. Why do you have to say the lav of the Shtachavos three times by Avodah Zarah? Achas HaKadarka wants to tell me that there's an Isser Shtachavos if someone bows down to an Avodah Zarah, where the derech is to serve it with the shtach havah. V'achas l'shaloi kedarka, v'achas l'chalik. Freik de gemara, l'kedarka. I need one of these psukim of the shtach havah to tell me that you're not allowed to worship an avodah zarah with Hishtachava, if the derech is to serve at Hishtachava, me'echa yabdu agoyim o'ele nafka. We know all avoidas are asr to an avoidasara if you do the derech. The whole chiddush of Hishtachava and Zibich, Vekite, Venisech is that even if it's not the derech necessarily to worship this avoidasara in that way and you do it, these are considered universal forms of avoidasara and therefore it's going to be a problem. But if we're discussing kedarka, if someone's payer lebal pa'ar, he's going to be over. Because it's the derech. If someone's zayrik evan lemarkulis, he's going to be over. Because that's the derech. So why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that there's an isser shtachava where it's kederech? So you're right. El achas kederka v'shaloi kederka. V'achas l'shaloi kederka. V'achas l'chalik. So which one are we changing? The first one. The first one is not kederka, but rather it's kederka v'shaloi kederka. Rashi explains that about if the derech was to serve the Savai Dezara with the Shtachava, I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. The chiddush is where it's shaloi kederka. But it's not mamash shaloi kederka. It's a little bit kederka. It's kederka v'shaloi kederka. It's kederka in the sense that the derech was to serve the Savai Dezara b'derech kovid. But not in this derech of kovid, not in the derech of Ishtachava. They would do something else bakovidic to it. Maybe gifuf, nishuk, but not Ishtachava. So, first pasuk tells me that even though it's shaloi kedarka, being that it's kedarka v'shaloi kedarka, you at least got it right from a big picture standpoint. You're serving it b'derech kovid when the derech is to serve it b'derech kovid, you're going to be chayiv. Then I have another pasuk tell me even a bigger chiddush, that even if it's shaloi kedarka mamish, where the derech was to serve it b'derech bezoyin, and you're serving it b'derech kovid, even that kind of shaloi kedarka, you'll be chayiv for. And then finally, the third one is to argue with Rav Ami and to tell me l'chalik. The Mishnah said, I'm a kabli all of Beilei Ha, meaning ka'oimer loy eli ato. The halacha is that in and of itself is going to be enough for the person to be chayiv skiva. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Rabu, Amar Rav Kibin Shalom eli ato. If somebody goes over to Rav Dezara and he says eli ato chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Says Gemara Lamar. Ilik tala. Did Rav Nachman mean to say that he's going to be chayiv skiva masnizani? That's the Mishnah. This Mishnah is discussing the Niskalim, and it says clearly ka'oimer eli ato. So you see a chayiv skiva. I don't need an amira to tell me something that's a mefurish Mishnah. Elo lekarbin. What it means to say is that if somebody would do it b'shoigig, he'd be chayiv karbin. Zokti gemara vafilu the rabbanon. And do you mean to say that that's going to be true even according to the rabbanon? Now who's the rabbanon? So Rashi says the rabbanon are mentioned in the Masechtas Krisus Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Machlokes is over there. Rabbi Kiva, the rabbanon, if someone is megadif b'shoigig, if someone's mevarech es Hashem, he's megadef b'shoigig. Does he bring a chatas or does he not bring a chatas? Rabbi Akiva says a megadef brings a korban chatas. The Chachamim say a megadef does not bring a chatas because a megadef is a lav she'im by maisa. And just like there's an idea of lav she'im by maisa in loikin olav, there's such a halacha regarding chatas as well. That if somebody does something shezdoine karis b'shoigig, even though ordinarily he's supposed to bring a korban chatas, but if you do it without a maisa, you don't bring a korban chatas. It says the Gemara, when Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Ravu, who said the name of Rav, that if somebody says Eliato, Yechayiv Chatos, did he mean even according to Rabbanon? Hagam the Rabbanon usually hold that you don't bring a Chatos if you do something without a Maisa, and this L'chayra is a lav she'in by Maisa. If you say Eliato, it's Dibur Ba'alma. Dibur is not a Maisa. But time you learn to the Braisa, Inichayiv El'aldova she'esh by Maisa, you only bring a Chatos if you do an Avera she'esh by Maisa. Kigoyin Zivuach, Vekitor, Venisuch, Vehishtachava. Vomer Ishlokish, Vishlokish said, Man Tana Ishtachava, who's the Tana of this Braisa? That says that you bring a carbon Chatos, Vishtachava, Rabbi Akiva, he, Dama Leibe in a Maisa, a little bit of a Chiddush. Vishlokish understood that Ishtachava is not considered a Maisa. Usually you would think Ishtachava is a Maisa, you're doing something. But mean that you're only bending yourself, it's not really considered a maisa. But in kamakoyma, the bottom line is that ishtachava is not a maisa. And Rish Lakish said that it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that you bring a carbon chatos if you do a lav she'im by maisa b'shoigig michla. What do you see from there? The Rabbanon Tzavri be'in on maisa. So how could you say that Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, Amar Rav said that if someone says Eliyata b'shoigig, you bring chatos afilu l'rabbanon. I know from Rish Lakish that it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that megadef, that megadef b'shoigig brings a chatos. That if somebody's over a lav she'im by maisa, she's doinay karis b'shoigig bring a chatos. But according to Rabbanon, not. It's like Gemara Chanami, Rav Nami, the Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Maybe he only meant according to Rabbi Akiva. How do you know that this memra from Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravu, Amar Rav was going according to Rabbanim. Maybe he was only going according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I didn't think it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva Pshita, that's also Pashit. Hainu Megadif. If according to Rabbi Akiva, Megadish B'shoigi has to bring a Karban Chatas, why would I think that Ha'ime Iliyata B'shoigi doesn't bring a Chatas? The Gemara, I'll tell you. I would have thought that kind of Mechai Rabbi Akiva Karban. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva is sensitive to the idea that you don't bring a Chatas for a Lav She'im by Maisa B'shoigi. I, Rabbi Akiva, holds Mefurish, Christos Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, that a Megadif B'shoigi does bring a Chatas. It could be over there, it's different. Dechsiv be karis. Because the Torah says mefurish that if somebody's megadif, he's chayiv karis. So being that the Torah said mefurish and megadif is chayiv karis, somehow that plays a role in saying that a megadif b'shoigig will bring a carbon chatas. Aval hocha delois ksiv be karis, but ha'oimer eliyata. The fact that he's considered an oivet avodah zarah, which is not mefurish anywhere, or even ishtachava, maybe, which is not mefurish anywhere, e moloi, kamash malon, de iskush, e iskush, that even though it's not mefurish, but there is a hekish, dechsiv, vayishtachavu loy, vayizbechu loy, this is by the cheto ego, we're going to get into this pasuk in a minute, vayoymru, eile lehechi yisrael, asher halucham eretz mitzrayim. Say, eile lehechi yisrael, that's the Yidden worshipping the ego, they said, Eliyata, and it says it together with Vayizbechuloi. So just like Vayizbechuloi is a Maisa, Eile Elihecha, Alboponim, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a Maisa. Not only is it a Maisa, but it's as if it's written in the Torah. It's not Mefurish in the Torah, like Megadif, where it's Mefurish that he's Chayiv Karis, but it is Mefurish enough because via the Hekish, we relate it to Zvicha. And a Zoyveach, that's clearly Mefurish in the Torah, Zoyveach Lelehim Yachram, Vala Yizbuch Ha'ida Sevcheim Lesirim, Samakish Ha'omer Eliyata to Zvicha, and just like Zvicha, according to Rabbi Akiva, the halach is if you do it b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chata. So too, Ha'omer Eliyata, if you do it b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chata. Either way, so we just mentioned over here a pasuk that describes one of the many psukim in the Torah that describe the Yidden sinning by the Chet Egel. So the Gemara is going to digress for a moment with a Maimer Agada. So what's the pasuk again? The pasuk is in Sefer Shmos. It's Perek Lamed Beit Pasuk Ches. It's in Parshas Kisisa. So the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe." So after everything took place by the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu's top of the mountain. He just took from Hashem the Luchos Rishonos. Hashem comes to Moshe and he tells him, Lech raid, kishichas amcha shehalisa me'aretz Mitzrayim. Go down, raid migdulascha, soru mahir min aderech hashetzivisa. I want you to know that the Yidden, they went off the road really quickly. Asu lehem egel masecha, they made an egel. Vayishtachav uloi, they bowed down to it. Vayizbuch uloi, they shechted to it. Vayoymru, and they said to the egel, Eila lehecha Yisroel, asher he'elucha me'aretz Mitzrayim. Zok de Gemara, a Gemara Nifla, if you've never heard this. Am Rabbi Yochanan, il mali vav shebehelucha, nischaivur rishoyim shal Yisrael kloya. Were it not for the fact that the Yidden said, Eila lehecha Yisrael, asher he'elucha, with a vav, hey ayin lamid vav endachav me eretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael would have been chayiv kloya. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefilas vayichal Moshe's pnei Hashem lekem, wouldn't have helped. Nothing would have helped. The reason that they were able to krich harois from the mess of the chet ha'egel, because there was a mitigating factor. Because they didn't say asher hel lucha without the vav. They added the vav, and the vav was the game changer. Well, how did the vav change anything? So Zok Rashi, the holy kafru by Kodesh Baruch Hu Legamri. The fact that they used the vav, there was a suggestion of a Lashon Rabbin, which meant that they weren't saying that the egel is in and of itself what took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Rather, har shatfu b'davar achar. What they did was, they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem alekech asher tzisichem eretz Mitzrayim. That was the first thing they heard by Maimon Har Sinai. But they were oivet avodah zarah in the sense that they attributed part of the fact that you left Mitzrayim to the ego. So it was hashalucha b'loshin rabim, but they weren't suggesting that it was all the chet ha'egel. That's the only reason they were able to creep out of this. But otherwise, nischaivu rishem shal Yisrael kloya, they would have had no chance. It was only because it was merely shituf that they were able to. But the Gemara says ketana. Really, it's machlek ketana. Achirim oimrim. Who's achirim? Rameir. The moly vav shalucha nischaivu rishem shal Yisrael kloya. Were it not for the vav, klai Yisrael would have kloya. They would have never gotten out of their mess. The reason is because it would have been kfira avodah zarah mamash. Being that they said asher alucha, they were acknowledging Hashem and the role that Hashem played in the fact that they left Mitzrayim. They were just being meshatif davar acha. They were saying that the eagle also played a role, and therefore they were able to. Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Va'lei kol ha'meshatif shem shemayim v'davar acha nekem in ha'olam." No way. Shenemer bilti l'Hashem levadi. By the way, this is the Makar Teshitov. Zoveach l'lehim yachram. Spoke this out on Friday. But the point is, bilti l'Hashem levadi. So you can't tell me that because it was Shitov, that's why they weren't Chayev Kloya. Because if it was Shitov, they vaita should have been Chayev Kloya. So what does the Vav mean? If the Vav is not coming to tell me Shitov, what does it mean? She'ivu elohus harbe. What it means is that they wanted other Avodah Zarah as well. So they were worshipping one Avodah Zarah. But Rashi says, af elohus acherim v'kiblu alem. They were makabel at that time other Avodah Zarah as well. Either way, a machlekes acherim and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, why the Vav in the words, Eila lehechi Yisrael asher ha'elucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. According to acherim, it's coming to teach me that the Yidin were clearly worshipping the Egel, but at the same time, they were also worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Shitov. And it's because it was only Shitov that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were answered. Had it not been Shitov, Neschayvu Rishayim Shal Yisrael Kloya. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argued, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that if it was Shitov, they would have been Chayev Kloya. So what does the Vav mean? It means that in addition to the Egel, they were somehow Nichshol in other Avodah Zarah as well. The obvious kasha is, so according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, why weren't they Chayev Kloya? Manavshach. If they would have been Chayev Kloya, had it been Shitov, then they certainly should be Chayev Kloya. If it wasn't Shitov, how's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai making it better? He says, Acherim, you're telling me that because there's a Vav, the implication is it was Shitov, and that's why they were spared. Otherwise, they would have never been spared if it was real Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, no way. If it's Shitov, Zevech, Yochram, Bilti Lashem Levade, they would be to Yochram, they would have been killed. There's nothing to talk about. If it was Shitov, they would have been killed. So what then does the Vav mean? It means something else. The problem is, if it's not Shitov, then it's real Avodah Zarah. If it's real Avodah Zarah, you would think they certainly should be killed. Says the Adrama, a chiddush noira. He says something that's sorichin gadol. That Pshan Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is, Shimon Bar Yochai holds that Shitov is more chomer than regular Avodah Zarah. And Enochinami, davka by Shitov, it's zoveach lelehim yachram. You find this lashon of cherem, they're going to be completely wiped out. But Enochinami, by ordinary Avodah Zarah, you don't find that. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. It can't be, it was Shitov. Because if it was Shitov, it would have been over. Norvas, what it was regular, ordinary Avodah Zarah. Being that it was regular, ordinary Avodah Zarah, it's actually less chomer, and that's why they were able to creep out. If you take a look in the Marsha and the Chiddushi Agadah, this Marsha clearly is not happy with this Chiddush of the Yad Ramah, and the Marsha says a different shot. He says a little bit of a doichik, but he says you have to say that when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said that the pshat in the Vav is she'ivu elohus harbe, that's where the punchline is. That's what we need to properly understand. And the Marsha says that he thinks that what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to say was that the Yidden really never did real Avodah Zarah. And he references the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. God, he brings it a little bit different than the way we have it. But the Dor Enosh, when they made the mistake originally and they were the first ones to worship Avodah Zarah, it didn't come from a place of them not believing in Hashem. They believed in Hashem. There was no question about that. So why were they over Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam says that they thought that being that the Shemesh and the Yareach and the Kechavim, they're all Tzva HaShemayim, they're all ministers of Hashem. So maybe Hashem gets covered when we go and we worship their right hand men. It's a covet to the king when his ministers are being discovered. And that's why they were Eved Avodah Zarah. Marsha seems to be saying it maybe a little bit differently. The Marsha says that they believed in Hashem, but at the same time they thought that maybe Hashem gave over Koiches to Elohos Harbe. But the bottom line is that they were never Koifer BaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't even Nichshol in Shitta. That's what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is trying to say. So what did they do? What was the whole point of the Egel? The point in the Egel was they thought the Egel had koyach. Avada the koyach came from Hashem. So avada they believed Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But at the same time, they also believed in the koyach of the Egel. And they said, Eila Lehecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They believed in that as well. But the bottom line is that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Because had it been real Avodah Zarah, if Shituf was too much for the Yidden to be able to get over, then and certainly, had it been real Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't have been able to get over it as well. The Marsha says that it could be right after the Mice of the Ego. So what's the next thing Moshe Rabbeinu says? Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, Re'ah to'omer elai, ha'alas ha'om hazeh. Re'ah to'omer elai, ha'alas ha'om hazeh. So the Marsha says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to say? He was trying to defend the Yidden. He was the defense attorney. He was trying to say that I think you're reading too much into this. You think that they were attributing koiches to the ego? He says, I'm the one that was appointed the shlich to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Do you think that Klal Yisrael thought that I had real koiches? Of course not. I was the shlich. I was the emissary. I was the in-between between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. I wasn't here. Vayaram ki boishesh Moshe. They thought I wasn't alive. They needed somebody else to take them. And that's all they meant when they said, Eila lo yehechi Yisrael asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Just like Re'eh, look Hashem, ata oimer Eilai ha'alos omazah. It's that same ha'alos omazah that they were referring to when they said asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Either way, we're going to get back to this a little bit later, but a little bit more Gemara. Aval ha'megathif, ha'menashif, ha'mechavit, ha'merabit. Those were examples of Avodah Zarah where it's an Isra Avodah Zarah. Certainly, there's a loisaseh, but it's not skila. Says the Gemara, Yosraf, Yom Rabbi Lazar, ha'kulam leike. All the different Avodah Zarahs mentioned in the Mishnah, if somebody's over, he gets Malkus. It's a loisaseh, he's going to get Malkus. Chutz mi'anoide b'shmoy, v'hamekayim b'shmoy. Except for two. The Mishnah said, if somebody makes a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah, or if somebody makes a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah, see, even though he's over a loisaseh, what's the loisaseh? Lo yishom al picha. We'll see a lot more about that in Amud Beis. But he's not going to get Malkus. Say the word. Ma'ishna anoide b'shmoy, v'hamekayim b'shmoy, d'loy loki. How come anoide b'shmoy, v'hamekayim b'shmoy, you don't get Malkus? B'shom d'habli lav shein by meis. Because it's a lav shein by meis. Hani nami. You shouldn't get Malkus for, therefore, for any one of the forms of avodah mentioned in the Mishnah. Why? Because lav shabek klolisu. They ain't loikin al lav shabek klolis. Because the rule is you don't get malchus on lav shabek klolis. What does lav shabek klolis mean? So in this context, what it means is there's one pasuk loisa of them, which we saw on the top of the amud, is koilal in it all different types of avodah. So if loisa of them, which is one pasuk, means you can't shech, you can't do aktara, you can't do nisuch, no gifuf, no nishuk, etc., etc. All forms of avodah are going to be aser, but it's many interpretations of one pasuk. That's a lav shabek klolis. So if the Torah says don't eat nevela means don't eat nevela. Doesn't mean five different things. It means one thing. When the Torah says don't eat chazer, it means don't eat chazer. So that's an ordinary lav. A lav shabek klolis is when the Torah says one thing, but it really means many things. A lot of things included in the one thing that's it. That's a lav shabek klolis, and the rule is ain't loikin a lav shabek klolis. There's a whole bunch of things where you don't get mal. Lav shein b'maisa, lav shein deklase, lav shein nidin lazarus. He says, but this is another one. Lav shabek klolis, not as well known as some of the others, but lav shabek klolis ain't loikin. So the Gemara's kasha is that just like there's no malchus by a noy de b'shmoy v'kayin b'shmoy, despite the fact that we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, we're dealing with something so chomer. Why? Because even Avodah Zarah is subject to the rules and regulations of ordinary malchus, which is lav she'ein b'maisa ein loikin ol. If that's the case, you should never get malchus for the Gemara because of lav she'ein b'klolis. The tanya menayin loichem anabe himakin shteitz anaf shishibaloisa says, what's the makar to the idea that you don't get malchus for lav she'ein b'klolis? So the Gemara is the following brisa. Brisa says, how do you know if you eat from a behema before the behema dies, that you chayv malchus? Talmud loy mat loy soichlu al adam. You can't eat from an animal while it has its dam. And we know ki adam hu hanefesh. So that's another way of saying loy soichlu al hanefesh while it's still alive. You see, for me, you're not allowed to eat from an animal while it's alive. Now, if you eat from an animal, isn't that even menachay? We said even menayach is not allowed to eat even menachay. It's talking about where it was mifacheses. It's talking about where the animal was really alive. It meaning it had shechita. It just so happened that it didn't die yet. Even there, where it's not nevela, it's not even menachai maybe, but still lo yisoichlu al hadam. Davarach, lo yisoichlu al hadam. Another thing that's learned from the pasuk, lo yisoichlu al hadam. Lo yisoichlu basar, v'adayin dam b'mizrak, a kachim alocha, that you're not allowed to eat the meat of kachim if the zrika wasn't done yet. So if the dam is still in the mizrak, still in the basin, they haven't done the zrika yet, you're not allowed to eat from the basar. Another halacha, how do you know that there's no sudas havra for somebody that was killed by bezin? Talmud loimar lo yisoichlu al adam. If somebody was killed, the halacha is lo yisoichlu, referring to the sudas havra. Rabbi Akiva, the Sanhedrin who paskin that somebody has to get mises bezin, they weren't allowed to eat that day. Talmud loimar again lo yisoichlu al adam. If they're going to kill somebody, if they're going to be shayfech damim, they're not allowed to eat. Rabbi Yechanan, Azor ben Soir Moimar. What's the Azor in the Torah? For Ben Soiru Meirer, Talmud Loimad, Lo Yisoichlu Al Adam. Ben Soiru Meirer eats, that's one of the things he does. He's a Zoyle of the Zoyle. He's going to eat, and he's going to be Chayiv Misa for the fact that he ate. So Lo Yisoichlu Al Adam, don't eat in a way that's going to cause you to be Chayiv Skilo. It's going to be cause you to be Chayiv Misa. Either way, the Gemara just brought several Pshatim, several halachas, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. That's learned out from Leisoichol Adam. So, Rav Abin Bar Chia, V'tem Rav Abin Bar Kahana, Al Kula Meinei Loika, that you don't get malchus for any one of these lavin. And even though they're all lav sheyesh by Meisa, Mishum Dehavali lav shebeklolis, because it's one pasuk that teaches me many lavin. What's the bottom line? You see, ain't loikin a lav shebeklolis. So, if ain't loikin a lav shebeklolis, Malchus. Why is there Malchus in our Mishnah? Elik Yasser Rav and Amar Rabbi Lazar. You're right. Al Kulam Ine. Like you have to say it in the reverse. Really, you don't get Malchus for any of the avodas mentioned in the Mishnah. And even though the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, it's because it's a Lav Shabeklalus. The Ein Like in a Lav Shabeklalus. Chutz Min Anoyde B'Shmoy V'Amikaya B'Shmoy. So we say in the reverse. A Noyde B'Shmoy and a Mekayim B'Shmoy. Those things, being that they're not learned down from Loisa Avdim, they're learned down from Yisham Al Picha. So it's not a Lav Shabeklalus. If it's not a Lav Shabeklalus, it's Dafka there that there is going to be Malchus. But the Gemara asks the obvious follow up question. Why is there no Malchus by the others? Meaning, despite the fact that it's Avodah Zarah, and you would have thought that maybe Avodah Zarah is different, still, you have to conform to the rules and regulations of Malchus. So Lav Shel B'Klolus is no Malchus, is no Malchus. So Ibazoy, a Noide B'Shmoy, and a Mekayim B'Shmoy also shouldn't get Malchus. Because Hani Nabi Lav She'im by Maisa, you know? And you don't get Malchus on a Lav She'im by Maisa. So the Gemara says, for Lav She'im by Maisa, we could give Zechen Eitzo, Ahuk Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe this Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amal Lav She'im by Maisa, like you know. Tiny will enter the Braisa. Loisei Siru, Mimenu Ad Boiker. There's an Isser Noiser. Ba, Kosalitin, Aseach Loisei Say. And what does it say after Loisei Siru, Mimenu Ad Boiker? Van Noise, Mimenu Ad Boiker. So why did Torah give the assay? Loi mash ein loikin olav. Rashi says the mashma says ze unchei alav shemaisiri yisrafena biyipotter. Rashi is giving us a little insight into how lav hanitik lasei works. Really, a whole sugya and perik elohin aloikin and mesachtes machis. But the bottom line is nois says a lav hanitik lasei means that it's lav hanitik lasei. There's no malchus. Divi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yaakov says loi min Hashem muzeh. No, you want to know why there's no malchus by nois? Isser noiser, but for the lav of loisei siru, you don't have to come on to the fact that it's a lav shenit de glase, but rather mishum the havali lav shein by maisa, v'chol lav shein by maisa ino. Says the Gemara, what's the diik? Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that there's no malchus by loisei siru menu abayka because it's a lav shein by maisa. He said there's no malchus. Why? Because it's a lav shenit de glase. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda sava like you know. If I says Rabbi Yehuda holds that really you do get malchus for a lav shein by maisa, and it's for that reason he had to come on to a new reason. Why there's no Malchus? Bottom line, there is a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you get Malchus for a Lav Shein by Maisa. So this memra of Al Kulam Einoy Loike Chutz Min Hanoyder B'Shmoy V'Amakayim B'Shmoy is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you get Malchus for a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Either way, Hanoyder B'Shmoy V'Amakayim B'Shmoy Hareza B'Loisa say, and this next Gemara is a classic. Zok the Gemara, Minolon, how do you know that a person is not allowed to make a neder, or that a person is not allowed to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Tzabraisa, V'shem Elihim Acherim, Loisas Kiru. We learn from there, Shlo Yomer Adam L'Chaveri, a person shouldn't tell his friend, Shmor Li B'Tzad Avodah Kechavim Plainus. If he's making up to meet somebody, so you're looking for a maramakim, literally. Where are we going to meet? He says, you know, wait for me. You know, there's a big church on that street corner. Meet me over there. You know, let us say that. Lo yisham al picha. That's the next part of that pasuk. What does that teach me? Shlo yidar b'shmoy, v'shlo yikayim b'shmoy. Not just that. V'shlo yigrim la'acherim sheyidru b'shmoy. You're not allowed to cause other people to make a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'yikayim b'shmoy, you cause other people to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. Davar acha lo yisham al picha is azara l'meisis ulamadiyach. It's an azara that person's not allowed to try to persuade someone else to be Avodah Zarah. Faith the Gemara, meisis behed yiksev. Meisis, that's the ham. I'm a furish pasuk. Why do I need this remez for Mesis? Mesis is psukim in the Torah that talk a lot about Mesis. So the Gemara says, you're right. Right? V'chol Yisrael Yishmo V'yiro. El Azar L'Madiyach. Not the Azar is not for Mesis. What's the difference between Mesis and the Madiyach? A Mesis is someone that causes a Yochid to be Oved Avodah Zarah. A Madiyach is someone that causes a Rabbim to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So the bottom line is, a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, U'v'chol Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishomeru. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. V'shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru. Lo yisham al picha. From the shem el him acherim lo yaskiru, we learn that a person shouldn't tell his friend, wait for me, don't use as a reference a base of a desire. As it relates to lo yisham al picha, the last part of the pasuk, that's what we learn, shlo yidar b'shmoy, v'shlo yishava b'shmoy, and not only can't you do it, you can't cause somebody else to do it either. Zok de Gemara. The prices say you're not allowed to call somebody to make an neder or a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah. Say, hey, Avodah Shmuel, this is a raya. This supports something. Avodah Shmuel said, "Amar Avodah Shmuel, also Ladam she asked a shutif for an Eved Kechav. A person is not allowed to be a shutif for an Eved Kechav. Why? Shemi Yischayv Shvu, because we're afraid that he may have to swear for him. The shutif, the Eved Kechavim, may be obligated in the context of the shutfis to swear. V'nishba, and when he swears, he's going to swear in the name of a deity, but he's going to swear in the name of his deity. So it's going to come out that you caused this person to be nishba. V'shem avodah zarah, v'atayra amra, l'yishama al-picha. It says in the Torah, not allowed to do that. So from l'yishama al-picha, it should therefore come out that it's also for a person to make a shutvas with a guy. That's all true if you hold that l'yishama al-picha doesn't just mean that you yourself are not allowed to swear, but you can't cause somebody else to do it either. With Neiver, or could be it's included in the etzem iser of lo yisham al picha. But bottom line says the Gemara misayele lavua dishmo. So before we go weiter, a few words. So Emma says we spoke a little bit about this last week. This iser also la adam sheyase shutvis in ma'ovet kechavim because we're afraid shemi yischayev lo yishvua and he's going to swear in azavayda zara vatayra amro lo yisham al picha. And the truth is it's brought down a shulchan aruch. It's an aruch chayim. Simin Kuf Nun Vav. The Mechaber over there says, V'yizor me'lishtatif ha'makutam. A person has to be careful not to be a shutif for a guy. Shem yischayv le'shvua. Because it could be in the context of your shutfis, you're going to have to swear, V'over mishum le'yisham al-picha. You're going to be over le'yisham al-picha. Zokta Ramah, V'yesh makilim basiyah shutfis ha'makutam b'zman hazeh. There are people that b'zman hazeh they make. Mishum she'in ha'kutim b'zman hazeh nishbam avodah zarah. Because the kutim b'zman hazeh, if they're going to swear, they're not really swearing in the name of avodah zarah. V'af al gavta maskirim avodah zarah. Even though it's not true, the kutim, and of course the Rama was referring to the Neitzrim. He was referring to the Christians. They're going to swear in the name of avodah zarah. They're going to swear in the name of Yeshaya Neitzri. Mikol makom kavanasam lo'isei shemayim v'aretz. They're also having in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo shemishatfin shem shemayim v'dabarachem. What they're being guilty of is shittuf. They believe Bereshis Bar Elokim es Hashemayim v'aretz, but they're also being mishatef. They're havolim. V'loi motzinu sheyesh bazeh mishum lifnei iver leisitei michshol darei eina muzaren al hashitav. It says the Rama very famously that it's not a problem. Why? Because the whole iser would be if you're causing the guy to be over his iser. It's lifnei iver leisitei michshol dige iser. That's what lo yisham al picha is when you're not the one who is saying the Shvua, and being that they're Bnei Noach, and they're really having a mind on Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just Shemeshatfin Shem Shemayim V'Dabar Acher, they're Emuzar and Alashitov. As a result, it's something you don't have to worry about. So at first glance, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, a Rechaim Sim and Kuf Nun Vav, it would seem to be a Machlekes Mechabin Ramah, whether this Halacha of Avuah de Shmuel is something that's relevant Bizmanenu, or it's not relevant Bizmanenu. And we spoke out that, of course, this Machlekes Mechabin Ramah really traces itself back to a Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes Rambam, and the Bali Tosfos. The Rambam is in Hilchas Macholos Asuris Perik Yud Aleph. The context over there is Yayin Nesach. With Halacha is that Stam Yenom, today, even though there's no real Yayin Nesach for the most part, certainly not in the Kreisen, it's not something you have to worry about, right? If your Goita touches your open bottle of wine, it didn't become real Yayin Nesach. These are all Gzeres the Rabbanan. So Halacha L'maisa, how does Yayin Nesach play itself out? So if an Oved Avodah Zarah touches the Yayin of Yisrael, so it becomes Aser Beshtia, and it becomes Aser Bahana as well. The reason it's Aser Beshtia and Aser Bahana is because real Yayin Nesach was Aser Bahana. It's the kravis avodah zarah, and being that this person that touched it is an oved avodah zarah, so there's already a gzera that any time an oved avodah zarah goes anywhere close, some people will, even if they look at it, your wine, it's something that's off limits. But if the guy that touched it is not an oved avodah zarah, so then it's not as chomer. It's chomer, just like there's an issue with pasachum maybe and cholavakum, etc., etc. So stam yenam is not any different than that. But at the same time, it won't be aser b'hanah. It's not going to have the chumr of yayin esach. So it'd be aser b'shtia. It won't be aser b'achilah. So the Rambam halacha lemaisa in Hilchas Macholos Asuris Perek Yud Aleph halacha Zayin said. So what's the bottom line? Bizmanenu. If a guy walks into your house, touches the wine, is it only aser b'shtia or is it only? Is it also aser b'hanah? Says the Rambam, it depends. If the person that touched it is a Yishmaeli, he's a Muslim, he's an Arab, so then the Yayin is going to be Aser B'Shtiyah, it's going to be Mutar B'Hanah. V'chein hayru kol ha'goyim, says the Rambam, because the Yishmaelim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Aval ha'noitzrim, says the Rambam, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, v'stam Yayinam Aser B'Hanah. stating that Tosfos and Masechtas Becheres Daf Beis and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Beis both say not that way. Tosfos and Becheres is talking about this halacha of Avodah Shmuel. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah was talking about Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos in both places says that us who live in a Christian world back in the day, we don't have to be worried about these halachas because the Noitzrim Bezmanenu were not over the Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because although they believed in Yeshe and Noitzri, which in and of itself is Avodah Zarah, but they also believe Bereishis Bara Elokim as Hashemayim Vezaretz. So what they believe essentially in is Shituf, and Shituf is something that is not Asur. So last week we spoke out the groundbreaking tshuva of the Noi Debi Yehuda, where the Noi Debi Yehuda said that he believes that the world makes a tremendous tois in their understanding in the Ramah, which really traces itself back to their understanding of Tosfos. The Velt thinks that the Ramah said that a ben noyach is not muzer on shituf, so when a ben noyach is a noitri and he worships his inyan, he's not being goyved avodah zarah. Chalila to think that way. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara says that kol avodah zarah shebezin shal yisrael memisin aleha, ben noyach muzer aleha. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. It was last Sunday's Daf. So any Avodah Zarah that Bezdin Shel Yisroel would give Misas Bezdin for, a Benoyach is Musa. Shituf is something that Yechai Misas Bezdin. Zayveach Leleim Yochro. And that's the Makar to Shituf. So if Bezdin Shel Yisroel and Misan Alel, it's Pashit that a Benoyach has to be Musa. What then, says the Noi de Yehuda, did the Ramah mean? The Ramah wasn't talking about a Benoyach that was doing Avodah Zarah. What's the issue? You're going to be a Shutuf for the guy may swear. If he swears, he's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah, he's going to be over the Isser, lo yisham al picha, and it's a Gemara. Hanoide b'shmoy, v'amakayim b'shmoy, you're over an Isser. Zokt, the Noide b'Yehuda, it's regarding that Isser, the Isser of lo yisham al picha, that the Ramah said a Chiddush, and that is that if a guy swears in the name of Avodah Zarah, but he also is being masked the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he's being over lo yisham al picha ba'ofen shituf. Over there, ben noyach is not muzer on shituf. But as it relates to the etzim avodah zarah, avada of noitzri is an avodah zarah. So is a ben noyach muzer on shituf? It depends. With regards to the ikar avodah zarah, to worship something, even though you're also worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to talk about. So from that standpoint, the Noitzrim are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Like the Rambam says, there's no question, they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah. As it relates to the Isra of Lo Yisham Al Picha, which is a very specific Isra, where V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yaskiru, Lo Yisham Al Picha, that Isra is only if you're only being masked the shame of Avodah Zarah. But if you're being masked the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just being Meshatif and Avodah Zarah with it. Over there, there's this idea that Ben Noach is not Muzer and Shituf. Over there, it's going to be different. But the emes is that if you look at the tshuva of the Noid of Yehuda, the comment that he made, and of course, as mentioned, this is something that's quoted by all the poskim, and it's very, very important, halacha l'maisa, but it was said in response to a charifos diga kasha that the shoyal asked. Now, the kasha is a little bit off topic, but the truth is, it relates to a gemara that we learned on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's a fest, the kasha, the value is the kasha in it. Sometimes a kasha is just, it's not even the teretz, it's just the kasha is geshmak. So this is a classic example of that. The shoyal was discussing the halacha of Ein Shlich Udvar Aveiro. And it's really just based on a sugi mesechtes bav metziyah daf yudam et beis. The Gemara there is discussing chotzim mishum yad. You see, it's relevant. The oy chotzim mishum shlichos. So the Gemara says, how can you tell me chotzim mishum shlichos? A festa kasha. We know it says in himotzei timotzei hageneva biyodai. And we learn from there, mimotzei timotzei, that if somebody steals, even with his chatzar, something falls into his chatzar, and he's very happy that it's in his chatzar, he could become a ganav al yedei chatzar. Fake the Gemara kasha. Bishleim of chotzim mishum yad. I have no problem. But if chatz is mishum shlichos, l'chura, how could you steal al yidei yachatzer in shlich l'dvar aveiro? So the Gemara says two terutzim. Amr Ravina, Ravina said, heicha amrinon de in shlich l'dvar aveiro, heicha de shlich bar chiyuvahu. When do you say in shlich l'dvar aveiro? That's only if the shlich himself is a bar chiyuvah. Aval bichatzer, the lav bar chiyuvahu, but a chatzer himself is not a bar chiyuvah, mechayiv sholchay. Over there, there's not going to be halacha of ein shlichot var aveira, says Rashi one. Because the whole yisoid of ein shlichot var aveira is predicated on divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishaimim. So that's something you only have if the shlich is a bar chiyuvah. But if the shlich is not a bar chiyuvah, you're not going to have it. Another Gemara says, a different territory. Rav Sama Omar, heicha minan ein shlichot var aveira, heicha di boi ovid vi boi lo yovid. If the shliach has bechira, he has free will. Aval chatzer, the bal kurche, meisaba, is something that happens by Korche Mechayev Sholfa. Either way, the Shoyal, hold on, Eidabi Yehuda, I have a riot to Ravina. I have a Rai, Ravina's right, that the only time you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is if the Shliach himself is a Bar Chiyuva. But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, you don't say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. What was his Raya? From a Gemara in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Another classic, classic Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yudam Arab. Yisrael Shezok of Levena L'Shachas. If a Yid took a Levena, a brick, and he wanted to bow down to this brick, but before he had a chance to do anything, a guy came and he bowed down to it. The halach is asra. It becomes asabana. Now, ordinarily, the rule is, so even though if something was worshipped, it becomes asabana, but Reuven can't walk into Shimon's house, worship his thing, and now Shimon's thing is going to be asa to Shimon. Doesn't work that way. But over here, what happened was the Yisrael was zokaf levena l'shachav islah. He set it up. He set the table. He himself never had a chance to be mishdachav. A guy came mishdachav Allah asra. Zok the Gemara. We know in the asra. Amar abalaza ketchilo shaleret. You've heard this Gemara many times, but now you're getting the whole context. Ketchilo shaleret Yisrael. Amar Rachmano. It says v'asherem tishuv meish. Hashem told the other one, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. You have to take all the asheris and you have to burn. Break the Gemara Mechti. I don't understand. Yerusha, he may have said, we know that Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave it to Avram Avinu. So they ain't other Moisadov Hashem Shalai. So how in the world could that Sheiris that the Yidden found when they entered Eretz Yisrael have been Asabana? Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Yidden. That means the Knanim that worshipped those Asheris were being Oisadov Hashem Shalai. The rule is ain't other Moisadov Hashem Shalai. Zok the Gemara, I'm skipping. Ella, you have to say that Mida Polchu Yisrael Ego. That being that the Yidden worshipped the Ego, Golua Datayu Denichulu Babidus Kechavim. They showed that they had a geshmak in Avodah Zarah. It was something that they were okay with. It's the equivalent of Yisrael Shezokaf Levena. They're fine with Avodah Zarah. V'chi asu oiv the kechavim. So when the goyim came, shlichuse dedu avdi. They were acting as shluchim of the Yidden, and that's why it became aser ba'ana. Zok the Gemara. Said Rabbi Yudam Arab. Alchanam, Yisrael Shezokaf Levena. When Yisrael Shezokaf Levena, gal yedaiti den yichalim of his kechavim. V'chi asu oiv the kechavim palach. When the goy comes and he bows down, shlichuse didei kovid. He's being a shlich. But fake the Gemara. V'dilma be'egel hu den yichalim of midah achrin olay. How do you know the Yidden? Because they served the egel and meant that they wanted all the avay dezar. Amakra, yeah. Our Gemara. Eila lehechi Yisrael. Melamed she'ivu leloy hus harbe. You see, they wanted many avay dezar. Al kaponim. That's the Gemara over here. So the Shoyal asked the night of Yehuda. So it comes out that the reason that Sheiros were Tisra from the age, the reason the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had to get rid of everything there, was because there was this assumption that the Yidden were Nichalu. As a result, when the Goy bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, he was acting as a Shliach of Klal Yisrael, and it was based on Shlichus. So he said, Shlichus? Avodah Zarah? What happened to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? This is, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The pshat is that the emes is that I have a pel over here. How could you tell me that because the Yidden worshipped the eagle, it means they were nichaluf avay dezara? Rashi says in Sanhedrin, daf samach gimel amid aleph, to explain acherim, that the Vav Shebal Lucha comes to teach us that when the Yidden worshipped the eagle, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believed in Oichi Hashem Alekecha. It was Shittuf. They also believed Eila Lehechi Yisrael, Asher Alucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So it comes that the Yidden were never nicha to do real cold-blooded Avodah Zarah. All they were ever nichshol was Shittuf. So how can you tell me this is a Yisrael Shazak of Levena? Because the Yidden worshipped the eagle. The eagle was Shittuf. V'asherem Tisifun Be'ish at first glance was real. That was real Avodah Zarah. So the Shoyal said, you have to say that Mistama, the Avodah Zarah, that the Goyim did with the Asheris, was also Shittuf. And being that the Yidden already showed Nichusa for Shittuf, so now already they could be acting as Shluchim. Oy Bazoi, he said it's not a Kasha. Because the Benoyach is not Muzer on Shittuf. If a Benoyach is not Muzer on Shittuf, so it comes out the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva. Oh, if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, Memele, there's no Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This was the Shoyal's Kasha to Noid Yehuda. And it was in response to this that the Noid Yehuda told the Shoyal, I don't know where you got this from. You're making a Hanocha that a Benoyach is not Muzer on Shittuf, Avad is Muzer on Shittuf. And he writes, he said he looked in Shnei HaTalmudim, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and that goddess and the Rishonim. He said, he looked everywhere. He said, I didn't find anything. He says, ah, you probably mean the Ramah. Of course, before it's Ramah. Oh, you meant Taisus? Nah, you made a mistake. Taisus never meant that Oyved Avodah Zarah is not Muzer and Shittuv. Avad is Muzer and Shittuv. Lo Yishamal Pichod is no Isser if there's Shittuv. But Avad is going to be Shittuv. The Maestro, there's another big kasha on that Gemara. The kasha is that the Stamazai no Shlichos by a guy. There's not no shlichus by a guy. So yours ain't shlichus by a vera. Typically, there's no shlichus by atem ga atem. So the Machan Ephraim asks the kasha, and you know what the Machan Ephraim says? He stels su some of our favorite raid. He stels su the Masses B'yomim. When the Masses B'yomim said that the only time there's no shlichus by a guy, that's only if the Meshaleach is a yid and the shlich is a guy. But if the Meshaleach is a guy and the shlich is a guy, then there's no problem of shlichus by a guy. Because what's the whole makar? Atem gam atem. Ma atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. It just means that the Meshaleach and the shlich have to be the same. So if the Meshaleach is Yisroel and the shlich is a ben noyach, it doesn't work. But what if the Meshaleach is a ben noyach, like the Yidin war before, Matan Torah? So this is already totally 900 different pieces of raid. The bottom line is, that's that order. But it's just Kedai, again, just to point out one thing, that this is all in the Ramah, and this is all in Tosfos. That the Ramah seems to be saying that the Noitzrim were not viewed in Halach as Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But as it relates to the Shitas HaMechaber, the Mechaber follows the Rambam, and there's no question in the Rambam, there's no ambiguity in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says the Noitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and as it relates to Stam Yenam, it's going to be Aser Bahana as well. And it's, I guess, in that vein that I saw a tshuva from Chacham Ovadia. In Yechavedas, it's in Chelik Dalet Simen Memhei. Ha'imutal Yehudi Levaker B'Knesia Shal Noitzrim. So is a Yid allowed to enter a church? That's the Shiloh. So I'll read to you just one Lashon HaRambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, and then we'll finish the daf. The Rambam says as follows. It's in Perik Aleph in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Kol ir ha'shayeches l'uma min uma yisa'olam Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Listen to this. Any city that belongs technically to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, entire Europe, right? V'yesh lehem b'toicha beis tefillah. And there's a base tefila, or base tifla. Shehu base avodah zarah. Meikar adin hayitzarich lesser lado ba'isoyer. Meikar adin the Rambam says it should be usher to live in such a city. Avo ba'avinei seino anu anusim ba'al karchenu lishkein ba'artzoyisam shal evdei avodah zarah. He says, unfortunately, we're anusim, and we have no choice. It's being Niskayim that on some level we have a shaykhis to Avodah Zarah. Because the bottom line is that living in a city with Avodah Zarah is in and of itself on some level Avodah Zarah. The Ma'ir Kula Dina Kain, Shas Lod B'toichis, says, Malachi can't live in a city with a base of Avodah Zarah. Kalvachomel a base of Avodah Zarah. Atzma, you're certainly not allowed to enter a base of Avodah Zarah. Sha'osa Lanu Kemat Afilu Leroysai. It's Lashon HaRambam. It's Kemat even also to look at it. Umikoshkein Sha'osa Bevada. So this is the opening remark that Rabbi Avadya brings here in his tshuva, and he says at the end, Sikum hadover borer sha'oser behechlet levaker b'kneisiyah shal noitzrem. Va'al madrichei tayores, the people that arrange tours, li'yishomer u'li'yizor ma'oy le'bal yukoshlu v'le'yachshilu yehudim ha'mevakrim b'yisrael lo'yvilom al kneisiyah yis ha'noitzrem she'yesh b'zeh isim yishum v'lifnei'ivu le'yisitei michshol u'le'shoy me'myinam v'aleim tovei berchus ha'toy. And again, this is all Rabbi Avadya is following the Shittas HaRambam. As it relates to the Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah, it's a little more complicated because there is a Ramah, but l'maisoy, the Noidim Yehuda, and even the Pesachei Tshuva that we spoke at last week, who took, he wasn't masking to what the Neid Yehuda said in the Ramah, but he brings that most, many Poiskim al-Kopanim don't agree with the Ramah's Psak Halacha. So the bottom line is, that's just a little bit of a tam of as it relates to some of the Halacha L'maisa Bezman Hazeh. So the Gemara Vayter, ki also Ula came, bus Bekal Naboy. He slept in the city Kal Naboy. Amalei Rava, the next day, Ula meets Rava, and Rava tells him, Hecha Basmar, Mar, Ula, where did you sleep last night? Amalei, Bekal Naboy. I slept in Kal Naboy. Amalevi told him, Nu, how could you say that out of your mouth? You're not allowed to mention Kal Naboy. I guess Kal Naboy was an Avodah Zarah. Amalesi told him, I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Any Avodah Zarah that the Torah mentions, we're allowed to mention. Where does it say Kal Naboy? So he told him, it says, Kora Bail, Koyres Nivoy. Nevoi, that's from Kal Naboy. If you like Sivah, Loi, Feiti Gemara. And if the Avodah Zarah is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, you're not allowed to say it. What's Rav Misharish Yaro, Achas Meruba Kisholosh. If there was a Zav, and a Zav had one Ria that lasted the amount of time that it takes to have three Riyas. So a Zav, Baal Sholosh, Riyas has a special place in the laws of Zav. Has to bring a carbon, as a more complicated Seder HaTahira. So Ra Achas Meruba Kisholosh, Yi Kim Megidyon L'Shiloi. So what's the length of a meruba kishalish? It's the amount of time that it takes to go from Megidyoin to Shiloh. Shein shnei tefilas v'shnei zav. The amount of time it takes to tovel twice and to dry yourself twice. Harezes of gomor. What's the problem? The problem is Megidyoin was a base of, was an avodah zarah. So how you allowed to mention Megidyoin? Amar Avinu God nami michta ksiv. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, ha'orchim lagad Shulchan. God was an Avodah Zarah that's mentioned about, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So it is an Avodah Zarah that's Ksuv about Torah. If it's Ksuv about Torah, you don't have to worry about it. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Kol Leitznusa Asira, Chutz Mi Leitznusa Davodah Zkechavim. So all its on is Asir. Now let it be a let's, with the exception of when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Chsiv, as the pasuk says, Kara Beil Kuris Navai, that's the pasuk that we just mentioned. Karsu Karu Yachtav Layachlu Malit Masa. The gist of it is, the pasuk is describing how the Avodah Zarah is trying to go to the bathroom and is having a very hard time, and all of a sudden it all comes out as a shine height. So the bottom line is, that's the context over there. Viksiv, another pasuk, Dibru le'eglois base oven yoguru shchan shoimrim ki aval olav amayu chamorav olav yogilu al kvoidi ki golem imenu al tikru kvoidi al kvoidi. Seems that the priest, they're very happy because the Avodah Zarah was finally able to get rid of this load that it was having a hard time getting rid of. It was constipated and it was trying to go to the bathroom and it finally got rid of it. So this is Litznusa Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. I once heard from Akiva Tatz, he said that it's interesting that both litzonis that are mentioned by the Gemara are related to going to the bathroom. And he had this brilliant shir that he gave, how Avodah Zarah is associated with that inyan. The Gemara says that when Unkla Sager called down, he calls down Yeshaya Noitzri, he asked him, what's your punishment in the next world? So he told him, Nidam Bitsoyer Roisachas. And he said, really, that's Shem Elihim Acherim. Acherim is from the other side. Bottom line is, beyond my pay grade. Oh, my Rabbi Yitzchak, my Dichse, Va'atu Yosifu Lachtoi, Vayasu Lehem Masechem Mikaspam, Kisvunam Atzavim. My Kisvunam Atzavim, what does that mean? Malamid is coming to teach us. Shekol Echad Echad Osad Mus Yerosai. Every person had a tzelem. He would keep it in his pocket, on his belt. When he remembered it, he would take it out of his cheik. And the point was, that they weren't just happy having an Avodah Zarah in their house. They wanted it to be with them, carry with them at all times. So we'll leave this for the pulpit rabbis to... You know what? Let's just speak out one ha'ara and we'll stop here. We'll conclude with this. It's getting late. The Rav's starting to speak. So just one ha'ara. And that is, so we mentioned over here a halacha of the Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yaskira. What do we learn from this? Lo Yoimar Adam Lechaveroi Shmar Li Betzad Avodas Kechavim Ployness. Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld showed me a beautiful Maramakim. The Das Kain and Bali Toisvis asks that there's a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yoshuvu v'yachanu lifnei pi achirois bein migdol ubein hayom lifnei bal tzafoin nichachoy sachanu al hayom. So Hashem is telling the Yidden where they should go. Tell Moshe. Go tell the Yidden where should they be. They should be lifnei pi achirois. Zok Rashi, what was... What was Baal Tzafoyin? Who nisha mikol lehem Mitzrayim? This was the only surviving idol from the Mitzrayim. And the reason he wanted them to see it was they should get a little bit confused. But the bottom line is that the Torah mentions over here that where should the Yidden be? They should be lefnei Baal Tzafoyin. Freaked. Toisvis, there's a daskin in Bali Toisvis. Taimala Rabbi Yehuda, Hecham Aloy, Sheyachanu Alayom Lefnei Baal Tzvoyin, Hamrinon, Sanhedrin, Osol Adam, Loim Lechaver, Hamtam Libetzad Avay Dezorah Ploinus. Right? It says Tzorachim. Zevalinere says the Bali Toisvis that it could be that it's true there's an Isser of Loisaskiru, but that's only for us. For a person to go mention the name of Avay Dezorah, that's something that's awesome. That's something we're not allowed to do. Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu Loi, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such Isser. Shari Matzinu, Shari Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoshe Vedonis Kol Oilam, Afilu B'Shabbos. Because yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world on Shabbos. Vafilu B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yem HaKippurin, even a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yafal Pishali Yisrael, Oser. It's a Gemara. Loi Don, it's a Mishnah Mesach, it's Be'ah, Daf Lamed Vav. You're not allowed to judge someone on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Bezin can't convene on Shabbos and Yontif. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to convene on Shabbos and Yontif? Says Toisvis, Muzayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. We have to keep Torah mitzvahs. But it doesn't necessarily mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep Torah mitzvahs. So for that reason, that Enochinami, for us to have said, Lifnei Baal Tzafoyin would have been a problem. But for Hashem to say Lifnei Baal Tzafoyin, it wouldn't be a problem. So just had one thought, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. Shmuel Chu davens every day. How do you know Hashem davens every day? Because the pasuk says, "Vaviyosim alar kotri, v'simachte beveis tefilasi, beveis tefila loy nemar, ela beveis tefilasi." It's coming to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. By the way, what's the end of the pasuk? Ramosha mentions that in the tshuva that we spoke out last week, that you see that even a ben noyach has shaychus to tefillah, and when he's in a sorry as a chiyuv de raisa mitzadus chivus amuna to daven, because ki beisi beis tefillah yikore l'chol ha'amim. So he says, don't make machnish avek when a ben noyach davens, because Hashem says ki beisi beis tefillah yikore, not just for the yidden, but beis tefillah yikore l'chol ha'amim. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, because it says b'si machnim beis tefillah. I once heard from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, he said, what's Hashem's tefillah? What's the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davened? So he said over Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's the Gemara, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Malamich and Masatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Betalus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur. The Herodoy L'Moshe say their tefillah. Omala, he told him, Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chaitim, Yasu Lefanek Hezeder Hazeh. Say Hashem, Hashem, Keol Rachum Vechan and Erech Hapayim. You know what Hashem's tefillah is? Hashem's tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim. And he said, that's the tifkait in Malam. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. This is the base tefillosi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midos. He said, could be, that's pshat. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, bris krusel Yud Gimel Midos, she'en an chayzu yisreika. That there's a bris krusel, that when a Yid says the Yud Gimel Midos, we're about to start slichos, that when a Yid says the Yud Gimel Midos is a bris she'en an chayzu yisreika. A bris is a special bond. It's a covenant. We have a special bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. Hashem davens, and Hashem's tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. When we daven and we say the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, we're connecting, we're attaching ourselves to this special bris. Mahu Rachamim, very good. To this special bris, that's the special covenant, and that's why there's a special promise. She'enon Chayzus Reikon.